Bible reading comes from St. Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Jesus walks on the water. When Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the lake, while he sent the people away. After sending the people away, he went up a hill by himself to pray. When evening came, Jesus was there alone, and by this time the boat was far out in the lake, tossed about by the waves because the wind was blowing against it. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to the disciples walking on the water. When they saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and screamed with fear. Them at once. "Come." "Courage," he said. "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then Peter spoke up. "Lord, is it really you? Order me to come out onto the water to you." "Come," answered Jesus. So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water to Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he was afraid and started to sink down in the water. "Save me, Lord," he cried. At once Jesus reached out and grabbed hold of him and said, "How little faith you have. Why did you doubt?" They both got into the boat and the wind died down. Then the disciples in the boat worshipped Jesus. "Truly, you are the Son of God," they explained.
So, nature miracles such as this, walking on the water, pose historical difficulties because they look like legends that are often produced around famous individuals and heroes of old. But let's consider how this story works as a drama. Jesus had sent his disciples on their way in a boat, while he sent the crowd away to their homes. It was late afternoon, and the crowd had a long walk back. Jesus stayed around the far side of the Sea of Galilee by himself, praying until twilight, and then it got very dark. The Sea of Galilee is about 12 miles by 6 miles wide, and it's below the sea level in the Great Rift Valley. So it's the sort of place where bad weather can develop very quickly. And because of that, the disciples probably sailed very close to the shoreline. However, they were not making any progress, rowing against a strong wind. And in that situation, they saw something coming across the water to them. We know afterwards it was Jesus who was catching them up on foot. But because it was dark and because of the storm, it would be very difficult for the disciples to see him. And at first they thought he was a ghost because they knew that people don't really walk on water. It's only after Jesus calls out that Peter says to him, "If it is really you, invite me to join you." So Peter does. But Peter is buffeted by the wind and starts to sink in the choppy waters until Jesus supports him and the wind ceased. As history, make of it what you will. But what are the theological themes that Matthew presents to us? First of all, faith. Not an intellectual faith, but faith as in trust. Trust in the power of God working through Jesus. Without that, no miracle can occur. The patient must believe he can be made well. Faith or trust, in turn, casts out fear. "It is I, do not be afraid," Jesus says. The second thing is salvation. "Lord, save me." That can mean to save physically from drowning, but it can have a fuller spiritual sense. Both of these meanings fill out what it is to live the life of a disciple. The sense of salvation for the disciples is represented here by the silence that comes after the calming of the storm.